Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, of course, Steve is happy. He doesn't need anything for Christmas because the NHL gave him what he wanted for Christmas.
The greatest gift. I cannot wait for 2021. I don't want to fast forward right to 2021 because I'm so excited about watching a brand new franchise grow with us.
Yeah.
I'm making this way too.
Besides, you're
really happy for freaking hockey.
If you fast forward, you'll miss the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl. You'll miss the Mariners winning the World Series. Mm-hmm. You can't be fast forwarding like that.
One of those two sound believable.
Wouldn't it be bizarre if, in fact, the Mariners actually won the World Series? That would be the one.
That would be incredible. I would cry.
Yeah, a lot of people would cry. You're right about that. But here's what you need. While you're waiting, since we can't fast forward, you need to celebrate with a KISW hockey jersey because, hey, we're getting a hockey team, baby.
Cannot wait.
These jerseys are customizable, too. So, look, you know the holidays, right? You know what's going on. Wouldn't that person in your life love to have a number that's special to them and their own name on the back of a KISW awesome-looking Rock hockey jersey?
That's right, 69.
That's right.
That's hilarious.
You could pick another number, maybe birth dates or kids or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
June 9th.
Yeah, June 9th. Sure, that's a great thing. Anyway, get your customizable Rock hockey jersey. Go to KISW.com to order one now.
Let's play B-Migs. It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa. Whoa.
B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time
to B-Migs.
Yeah, buddy.
It is time to turn down for Thursday.
Turn down for what?
Oh, yeah. Friday.
Old
Junior, baby.
Nice.
Sadly,
there's no holiday decline. Steve has just been rocking it all week.
He's admitted it.
Yeah.
Right. Even if I lose every game for the rest of this week, there is no decline.
You're right, because...
But that'd be a mini decline. I'll take that. I'd like a mini decline.
Any sort of decline.
Yeah, how many times have I lost this week, Rev?
You have not lost.
Thank you.
Yeah, so congratulations.
I'm surprised Rev knew that, because he doesn't keep records.
Just because we've been talking about it all week.
Yeah.
So today, right now, we've got ourselves a ringer. We've got Peter Griffin on the line to take on Steve Migs.
We finally got quality from Quahog. Here we go. What's up, Peter?
Peter, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys? What's up, Migs? You're going to lose.
That's right.
Peter, you're on a cruise ship? Is that what I heard?
Yep. Turns out I'm a cruise ship in the Caribbean.
Ooh.
Way down in Cocomaribe. Yeah. Ooh, I want to slap.
Well, Peter will be playing for Jeff. And what are they playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out the WWE SmackDown that's coming to Everett on February 5th at the Angel of the Winds Arena. And tickets are available starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, no. Oh, no, he's back. I think he's back.
Did we lose Peter?
Peter, are you there?
Yep. Sorry. I was talking to a dolphin on the other line. Yep.
All right, yeah.
Talking to a dolphin on the other line, that's pretty good. That's a hell of a cruise.
Well, this will be an interesting game.
He was calling from Miami. He was talking trash about the Patriots. So, I had to tune him in.
Oh, yeah, you got that. Yeah, that's the miracle in Miami, baby.
We got him back, so all right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Peter Griffin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Peter, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
The world's largest living structure, the Great Barrier Reef, is located off the coast of what country?
Australia.
Yes! What does CPU stand for when referring to the brains of a computer?
Central Processing Unit.
Yes!
Unit.
Chinook and sockeye are both what types of fish?
Salmon. Salmon. It's salmon.
Yes! A popular show released on Netflix this year is The Haunting of What?
Family Guy.
No!
Oh, you better pass, Peter.
Which Ivy League university is the oldest in the U.S.?
Brown.
No.
No.
That's awesome.
University of Pennsylvania.
No.
Crap.
Well, Peter, you got three correct.
You know what? He was on a roll for a while.
He was. Yeah. He got the first three there. And
you know what?
He's
again. That Patriots loss was devastating. I'm surprised that Peter's even on the phone with us.
Very devastating. How are you feeling about that, Peter?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm crying in my Fred Super Bowl. So, you know, it's real tough.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Steve? Are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Even though Daniel Bryan says that Yes is dead now.
Oh, no!
He's a bad guy.
Oh, boy.
AJ Styles in the nuts and turn bad.
Ooh. No!
Yeah.
Daniel!
That's right.
Jeez,
you
got
to just yell no, no, no from now on.
Oh, he's just a bunch of fickle people, as he says.
Steve, you already said you're ready.
The world's largest living structure, the Great Barrier Reef, is located off of the coast of what country?
Costa Rica.
No.
Mexico.
No.
Africa.
No. What does CPU stand for when referring to the brains of a computer?
Computer.
No.
Central Processing Unit.
Yes. Chinook and sockeye are both types of what fish?
Salmon.
Yes. A popular show released on Netflix this year is The Haunting of What?
Peter Griffin.
No.
I don't know. The Haunting of Riverdale.
No.
The Haunting of Female Prisoners.
No. Which Ivy League university is the oldest in the U.S.?
Yale.
No.
Harvard.
Yes. What company invented the floppy disk in 1970?
Oh, crap. IBM?
Yes.
Nice.
Who headlined the Super Bowl halftime show in 2018?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Lady Gaga.
That's no. it.
Oh.
No.
Katy Perry.
No.
I know it wasn't that.
Oh, damn.
Damn, son.
Taylor Swift.
No.
Mother Teresa was awarded the 1979 Nobel Prize for what?
Being awesome.
No. Close, but no. 1, 2, 3, 4. Steve, that's a terrible score, but you squeak out a win.
Oh, PETA.
4-3. Oh.
Did Lady Gaga do a Super Bowl?
She did, yes.
Which one was it?
No, it was Janet Jackson's nipple. Janet Jackson's nipple.
That's the answer.
No, it was man JT.
Oh, Justin Timberlake. Yes.
So did she do 2017?
I think so.
Lady Gaga?
I didn't really do that in research.
I know it was recent.
Yeah, I can't keep track anymore.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about JT. Yeah, it was a good one.
The Great Barrier Reef. Peter got that one correct. It's off the coast of Australia.
How about Peter Griffin knew that one, Steve? He went to school.
No, oh, that's great.
And then the show is The Haunting of, anybody know?
Hill House.
Hill House.
That's it.
Damn it.
Everybody says that's
now
a great show.
I know it.
At some point, once I get through Ozarks, I think I'm going to do the Hill House.
It's the best ever.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So good.
Well, congratulations to Steve on continuing to win with 4 correct.
How about that? And congratulations, by the way, to caller number 4, because you're going to check out WWE SmackDown. Caller number 4 at 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. And, of course, we got to give a lot of love to Peter Griffin on the phone with us, right?
Yes, absolutely. And then there's a weird phone lag because Peter or Justin is legitimately on a cruise ship right now.
Yeah, our buddy Justin Ruppel in the house. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Literally in the Caribbean right now. So sorry calling on Wi-Fi. Sorry for the lag.
Hey, listen, Lisa, with technology, I wouldn't even know you could call us from the Caribbean. That's how cool that is.
Well, it only costs $46 a minute, so
it's perfect.
A fair price.
It is a fair fair.
Hey, so what's the weirdest thing? Because you've been doing
$46 a minute is also the price for BJ. BJ Shea. Yeah. So.
That's it.
Oh.
You've been doing this cruise ship stuff for a minute now. What's the weirdest? I mean, it's got to be some weird stuff happening on cruise ships. What's something that pops into mind?
One of the things that pops into mind is you are on with the audience that has already seen you. So if you go and eat your dinner, you get to hear the little chatter about what they actually thought of your show.
Oh.
And so 90% of it is nice. And then occasionally I'll sit behind somebody who'll be like, I can't believe that was a professional. He calls himself a comedian. You know who a comedian was? Bob Hope.
That's
a comedian.
That's it.
You know, like, there's no way.
Yeah, so you know, I had thought about that, Justin. That is trippy to think that, yeah, you have to hang with those people for multiple days after you do a set. Usually you're done and you don't see those people again.
Yeah, that's the end of it usually, but now you're in the elevator with them, you're walking ashore with them. So just be careful and be good. Otherwise, it's going to be trouble in paradise.
Well, the being good part is not difficult. We got Justin Ruppel, of course, a local boy from Issaquah who has done so well in the world of comedy and entertainment. He's at the Parlor on Wednesday, December 19th. One show, 7:30. And we're just so happy for Justin. And I didn't realize this. ParlorLive.com, by the way, you go. Justin says his first review was us.
The first review.
It's the first review of his comedy show.
The very first.
I don't even know what that means.
And you know how you review a comic? When, here's like a review. Like you give a review of a
comedian.
Like
a Yelp review?
Yeah, like a review. Like if somebody goes, hey, I went and saw Justin. And somebody like, we were the first review that he ever received in his career for his any performance he ever did. I had no idea.
Oh, I hope it went well.
Well, here's what's crazy. This is the 10-year anniversary of the Parlor Live being open here in about 15 days. And so, BJ, you came out to a show we did at the Lincoln movie theaters where I was doing 15 minutes in front of the movie The Goods to promote the Parlor.
Yes.
That weekend.
Oh, okay.
And you guys talked about it on air, and I clipped it up. I was like, this is one of the people who I listen to every day who's talking about my comedy career. It was like I was taking acid. It was that trippy. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. And that was 10 years ago.
Which is funny because with this weird lag and some weird like glitchy sounds, it sounds like we're talking to you while on acid.
Yeah, it's really okay, wild because of course Justin has been he's done a lot of great stuff. You've been on with Dana Carvey, and you won that show First Impressions, and Dana is and Justin is one of the fine impressionists that we have today. Which, you know, there have been great impressionists over the years in the world of comedy. You think of the guys like Rich Little and people of that ilk, and Justin is right up there. Dana Carvey, of course, and he started here. First time I really ever saw him, first thing when he was starting his performance was right in front of that that movie. And I remember saying, it's not easy for a comedian to do comedy in front of a movie theater before a movie starts. That's not the greatest comic venue. And Justin did a great job. And I didn't know that was the first time he ever had anybody give him like a review of any of his stuff. And now Stevie's on to doing great stuff.
I'll remember it forever. And it was awesome. Also, Brian Regan's new show comes out on Netflix on the 24th on Christmas Eve. It's produced by Jerry Seinfeld, and I get to appear in that as well. So,
congratulations, man.
And thank you. I can't wait. Brian Regan's one of my comedy heroes as well, and so many great people were involved in it, so it was an honor to be part of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Justin, this connection's a little problematic for me, but I definitely want to promote you on the show. No worries, man. I mean, what can you do? You're on a boat somewhere. But, you know, when you have a better phone line, definitely have to talk. But I will let everybody know, Parlor Live this Wednesday, December 19th. Showtime is 7:30. He's a local boy that's done great, great stuff. And next time we talk to you, we will see what else is going on, because I know you had some big news. Hopefully you can tell us what the big, big news is next time we talk to you, buddy. And have a great set on Wednesday.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Take care, guys.
There you go. Justin Ruppel. Again, ParlorLive.com to see his show next Wednesday, 7:30 show. All right, Steve, we're looking back at our favorite moments of the past year. It's the best that we can do for 2018. You are going to hear it. Because, I mean, We try our best, but really all we get is this. You'll hear it at 9:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's the best that we could do. Brought to you by The Shane Company. Back in August, Sarah shared a very embarrassing story about her boyfriend, Johnny Rubbers, a.k.a.
J. Rubs.
J. Rubs with a Z.
The P. Penner. Pant Pier, as the story will tell you.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. When did your significant other make a fool of themselves? Or maybe it was you that made a fool of yourself in front of your partner.
Well, I noticed that your daughter's in the room and she's willing to share her story.
I don't think we need that.
Sarah.
We don't need that.
Oh, hey. This is not about me. This is about my boyfriend.
Johnny Rubbers?
He embarrassed me, yes. It was his birthday. So we had a few drinks and we ended up going to a sports bar and he got a can of beer. He decided to slam that can of beer on the table. Beer went everywhere. The bouncer was like, please don't do that again. He looked right at the bouncer, smashed it against the table again. Beer went everywhere. The bouncer started to like come towards us. The bouncer slips on the beer. So now the bouncer is on the ground.
No.
Yes. Yes. Oh, it was like out of a movie.
Not Johnny Rubbers.
Yeah. Starts screaming at my boyfriend. Got us kicked out. He forgot his vest. I had to run back in. They were screaming at me. So then we go home. I put him in. We get an Uber.
It would have been great if you grabbed his vest and then slammed his beer one more time.
Bye.
Juices.
I want to go back to this place. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But we go back to his apartment and everyone deserves some birthday sex, even though he got us kicked out. Whatever. So.
I didn't need to hear that part of the story.
Starting to,
I feel like,
you know,
that's a life motto right there. Everybody deserves some birthday.
Everyone really does.
Even someone who got us kicked out of a bar.
Yeah, he still did. But I started to, you know, get it going. His pants were soaked. I'm like, babe, why are your pants soaked? Oh, I pinned my pants.
You did not just share the story on the air.
What?
Is he okay with you sharing this?
Well, I bring it up now. He's like, Sarah, everyone pees their pants now again.
No. Are you dating Billy Madison?
Yeah, really.
Right? I don't know. But he still just like owns it till like this day.
Can I just let this guy move into my house? Is he peeing his pants all over my house now?
Oh, I hope not.
Make sure you don't wash your stuff with his.
That's my bed too. Yeah.
Get the plastic sheets. Yeah, do you have like the liner between the sheets and the actual mattress?
I know, I should put like towels down too. I'm like, do people still pee their pants when they get drunk?
I guess so.
No, he owns it. But yeah, no, he did not get birthday sex.
Well, to answer your question, yes, people do that. So when they get drunk. Not me, but I've had a hockey buddy do that once and it was awesome. Because I looked at him and he was trying everything in his power not to show it. And he had a hoodie on. And so he had his hands in his hoodie and he's pulling that hoodie down real low. And we were trying to cross the street. It's the middle of the day. That's how hard like we went.
Okay.
Like, this is in Spokane, of course.
Yeah.
When we go to our hockey tournament. And we're trying to cross the street to go, at the time they had a Fred Meyer across the street from the rink. It's no longer there, but we're like trying to go there to get some food. And he's not crossing the street. Finally, he starts running across the street and his hands lifted up. And I'm like, holy smokes. Either somebody threw a water balloon at your crotch or you just went to town.
He did go to town.
Did you call him out on it?
Well, by the time we were going to give him a hard time, he passed out on the Fred Meyer and the little tables where you eat.
Oh, yep.
So I just ate my chicken and laughed.
It's the best that we can do on BJ and Migs, 99.9 KISW.
We are looking back on our favorite moments of 2018. Just quality moments.
I wonder why he was so pissed that she brought her ex to the birthday party.
I see what you did there. Yeah. Back in April, Joe Coy joined us in studio, Steve's brother who was separated at birth.
Dude, Joe was just in town. I'm bummed that I didn't realize that. He was at the Emerald Queen Casino.
Oh, wow. Look at Joe.
Joe making moves.
Joe's making moves. Well, when we had Joe Coy in studio last April, he was talking about this awesome, awesome time he got to meet Eddie Murphy.
I'm such an Eddie Murphy fanatic. I met him at a Coffee Bean right by my house.
I don't remember this, actually.
About 12 years ago.
Yeah, so I don't think you told us this story.
Yeah, about 12 years ago.
So you met him was it by request? You say, hey, can we get together? How did this happen?
No, he goes to this Coffee Bean all the time.
Oh, so you stalked him?
No, I didn't stalk him. It's kind of like known out there in L.A.
Yeah, we'll believe your story. You keep going with it. Sure.
All right, look.
Because there's a lot of Coffee Beans out there. You don't have to go to that one.
That's true.
All right.
But I did have camouflage on my face at the time.
All right.
At the time.
And you wore your dickie.
Paintballing.
All right.
No, he goes to the same Coffee Bean, which is right next to my house.
All right.
And it's so funny because a friend of mine that I took on the road opening for me, Chris D'Elia, used to open for me all the time. And I used to take him on the road. And he's like, hey, bro, Eddie Murphy was here last week. And I was like, God, every time I miss Eddie Murphy. And then and I literally, like clockwork, ask Chris if he, when he comes in, he's like, he's right behind you. He like literally walked in when we were talking
Whoa.
About it. And then he goes, go say something, man. You'll kick yourself if you don't. And I don't know if that's how he talks, but that's how I impersonate Chris D'Elia.
I'm picturing
hey,
him like
bro.
That.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
Hey,
hey. Hey,
with his bro. Nice hair.
I
feel,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
yeah.
he's... Yeah.
I don't even use shampoo. And then I went up to him and I man, fangirled. It was so pathetic.
Yeah.
It was like 12 years ago, man. It was so crazy. Or 10 years ago. I can't
So
remember.
What? Did you, was his response one of pain or just... Because I know fanboying, it's tough.
It was bad. Yeah. I walked up and I was like, hey, man, you're the reason why I do stand up. It hurt coming out.
Yeah.
And then he shook my hand. He goes, oh, yeah. And I go, yeah. He goes, what's your name? I go, Joe Coy. I went to Raw in 1985. I said, I swear to God, I went to Raw in 1985 in Seattle Coliseum. I bought the sweatshirt. I bought your sweatshirt. And I'm okay, bye. And that was it. And that was our meeting.
But he seemed like he was at least nice.
Oh, he was.
That's
he was
awesome.
Very sweet.
Because sometimes you can creep out a guy so much that they know they're like, I need to get you away from me, kid.
Yeah. And then I left him and I sat back down next to Chris and I told him what I did and he laughed. He was like, oh, what an idiot. And then and then he walked by and as he was walking by to leave, I went like this, what's up? What's up?
Yeah.
Yet another year comes to a close and they're still not fired. It's the best that we could do on BJ and Migs, 99.9 KISW.
Fun fact, Joe Coy is at the Emerald Queen Casino tonight as well. They added a second show.
Look at Joe Coy.
So check him out tonight at the Emerald Queen Casino. And then if you're in Kennewick, you could see him tomorrow at the Toyota Center.
How about this? He's making things happen.
Yep.
Look at Joe Coy.
Yep.
It's the Break the Mold Tour.
That's right.
It's a nice picture of him with his head in the Space Needle.
That's for the Netflix special that he has, which is great. Live from Seattle.
Oh yeah.
Remember when he did that? Yeah.
That's what that is.
Joe's the best.
Yeah, Joe's a good dude. Yeah, if you get a chance, go see him, man. No doubt about it. We are looking back on our favorite moments from 2018. It's the best that we could do. Back in June, we got ourselves a pretty strange call from a lady named Sylvia. Let's go to Sylvia in Tacoma. Sylvia, you are on the rock.
Hey, BJ.
Hey, Sylvia.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, sweetie.
I'm so glad because I worry about you.
Oh, really?
What do you worry about?
Yes, I do. You go through so much stress all the time and need so many therapists and everything.
You're right, man.
I just hope it all works out for you, you know?
You know, Sylvia,
when's it going to work out?
Sylvia, it's my coworkers.
Anyway,
it's my coworkers.
So,
they make me stressed out, Sylvia. You're the only one who gets it. You're the only one who gets it.
Hey,
you provide a stress-free
environment. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. You work with Steve. You work with Migs.
Yeah.
You know, Sure Shot. Migs.
Yes. Salamander Migs.
Yes, Sure Shot.
I don't even know what that is.
Sure Shot.
That yes, you do. Silent to the Lambs, Migs.
Oh, yeah. That's a very...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you don't want me throwing things at you.
Oy.
I forgot about that.
That's
Tyrese.
Oh, that's where that's coming from.
And leave it to me to remind you. By the way,
naughty
I'm drinking St. Pauli Girl.
Thank you. That was the question.
and when the men's room asks the question, sober or not sober, I will always have to answer, never.
Yeah. Wait, so you woke up and decided to crack open a St. Pauli Girl?
Yeah, after I smoked a pot.
Oh, nice. What else? That answers my second question.
See, I can't see
you. You wake up, you get toasted, and you stay roasted, right?
It can be.
How old are you? If I'm
old enough to be your mother, dude.
That's
hot. Oh, damn.
I got it made. Plus, I know where to get the best pot. I get it for cheap prices. I get everything I want, and I invent all kinds of stuff with it.
Oh,
so,
you invent. Yeah. Wow.
What's the latest invention?
What's the latest invention? I don't know. I got this big old bag of keef. I'm thinking about grabbing some brownies and throwing that all in, see what happens. But I did find edibles at 1,000 milligrams.
Okay. I don't know much about it. Is that a lot of milligrams?
That is
okay.
A lot.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's what I have.
Yes.
So what's
yes.
that insane amount?
Sylvia, what do you got planned for the rest of the day?
Actually, what I got planned for the rest of the day is drink a beer, yelling at the MSNBC news.
Oh, nice.
And then listening to you guys. So when you talk, you can make me laugh. So it makes my day better.
Yeah, Sylvia, you have one more St. Pauli's girl today.
Yeah, there you do.
You've earned it.
There you go. There goes Sylvia.
How about that?
This is like a train wreck. I can't stop listening. Next text, she's my spirit animal.
Damn, Sylvia. Let's go to Eastwood. Eastwood and Hum Tulips, you are on the rock.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, baby.
Yeah. Boy, I feel like I'm back on the midday show again. We're getting some great calls. We know we need
to
get these.
Yeah, Eastwood's here. I usually call the men's room, and Miles, he's got something against me. I don't know. Every time I call in, he goes, oh, Jesus, Eastwood. So hopefully you guys are showing me a little more respect.
Really? Okay. Well,
hey, how many St. Pauli girls have you had this morning, Eastwood?
Here we go.
I've just been talking to a little Bob here, so that's all.
Battery-operated boyfriend?
No, we used to call, Pot Bob, hey, you seen Bob lately, talk to Bob, that was our code word.
Wow, it's like Stoner Central this morning. This is fantastic. Wow.
Let me do it. I'm 64, I'm you in 7 years, so. I was telling your man there at a baseball game one time about my different multiple personalities. I told him I should call into Jesus Christ because, you're always cutting down my Lord there. I was going to defend him.
Oh, you talked me? You talked to me at the game?
Yeah, I was talking to you there.
That's a long time ago. I haven't cut down the Lord in a long time. Lord and I have become friends, actually. We made a deal.
Well,
we negotiated.
I know everything. So I'm,
You know that. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's right. I'm omnipotent,
Oh, you're omnipotent. Well, I hope you get a pill for that.
Yeah, I don't think we have one.
Okay. Hey, once you talk to Bob, you know everything.
Yeah, well, if you're kneeling, you should talk to Bob, especially when you're kneeling.
Oh, my goodness.
Yet another year comes to a close, and they're still not fired. It's the best that we could do on BJ and Migs, 99.9 KISW.
That's right, Steve.
Some of the finer callers of the year.
Like I said, it was trippy. It was like I was doing the midday show again.
Some of my favorite people right there.
Yeah, right there, baby. It is the best that we can do for 2018, and we will continue to look back on our favorite moments of the past year at 9:33 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's the best that we can do for 2018. Back in February, we were talking about sexy accents, so of course, we have to try to do them.
All right, man, got the 10 sexiest accents in the world. I'm curious of what they are and if we're able to do those accents.
Okay. This one here is in your wheelhouse. The first one is you.
Okay, what is it?
English.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, hey, look at
I'm
that.
From England.
Oh, man.
Can you do better?
Well, you've heard me do my English accent.
Well, this is some fun for a change.
I didn't want to steal your spotlight.
No, I think we should all attempt our best.
Becky, try to do it.
You don't think you can talk in a British accent?
Yeah. See that, Steve? You can do that.
Yeah, what can't you do it, Steve?
Hey, give it a try, mate. Yeah,
Roger's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, screw you.
Yeah. Wow. How can you call anybody's accent the worst?
Outside of mine.
Oh, okay.
I think,
he's a good judge. He knows a horrible accent when he hears one.
Clearly, mine's going to be the worst in all of these.
Okay.
But I would say Vicky's first, your second, Rev's third.
Rude.
And I'm honorable mention.
I'm second to Vicky.
Yes, you are.
That's bollocks.
That's what that is.
All right. Number two is French.
Oh, oui.
Jesus.
Who would like some of French fries?
First of all,
oui.
That's Italian with the hand. What are you doing?
I see you playing French.
You are doing a great job. How's your French, Vicky?
Oh, it's bad. I can't do it. Yeah. Parlez-vous français? I can only say that. And no, French I can't. It's too close to Spanish. I can't do anything that sounds too close to Spanish.
Oh, oui.
How about you, Rev?
Tu es le petit poisson. Je suis le grand fromage.
Oh.
Something about the big cheese.
That's you are the little fish. I am the big cheese.
Ah, that's not too bad, Rev.
That's all I got.
Yeah. I try to do my best Pepe Le Pew. Oh, I love you.
You're solid third place. Rev's in first on that one.
Yeah, I'm very bad with my French.
I again.
All right.
In fourth.
That's the second sexiest accent. How about, Steve, you should get this.
Okay.
Italian's the third.
Ayo, get over here and eat some pasta.
Yeah, that's it. That's more like
Brooklyn.
I want
some mozzarella.
Yeah, that's Brooklyn. That's not Italian. Okay. That's a Brooklyn accent,
son
buddy.
Of a bitch.
Hey, he needed the money. Yo!
All right, Vicky, you ready? You got it?
Italiano. Grazie, Italiano. Would you like the same mozzarella?
That's not too bad.
I'm trying not to be racist.
She would be a good Italian mother.
I think we're already kind of chalking that off.
Yeah, it's all on the list.
It's all over the crying for that.
Yeah, the same ones, if they're on this list, we're just going to have to skip.
Yes, agreed.
I should be able to do an Italian accent. See. And all I can do is, spacca la faccia, because that's slap you in the face. I used to hear that a lot from my father.
I was going to say, you probably heard that a lot growing
up. Hey, kid, shut up. Spacca la faccia, come over. On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Yeah, that's the one you should be doing.
That's the one right there, yeah.
On the day of my daughter's wedding, I gotta listen to Steve with his Brooklyn Italian accent.
Hey, yo, Godfather! We got the mozzarella.
I like the Tony Soprano Italian.
Hey, what is the gabagoo? Hey,
Father Bing.
Hey,
Jersey.
Yeah, close enough.
Rav, what about you?
Hey, Mario, Luigi, we got to go save the princess.
Okay.
That's the best.
Okay.
Right, Rev's in first again.
You know, thank God for
he's winning the gold.
Thank God for Mario Brothers.
Thank God for video games, man.
Yeah.
What's next?
Number four is the Irish accent.
Oh, come on,
Steve. You can do it. That's the fourth sexiest accent, Irish.
Oh, Lucky Charms.
See, now I got that stuck in my head. I'm not going to be able to do it.
That was just magically delicious, Steve.
Oh.
Yeah. And you're pumping your arm. Hey. I don't know.
Oh, Lucky Charms.
Is that what the Irish folk do? They just pump their arm?
I got a four-leaf clover for you to taste.
Oh, the luck of the Irish. That's all I got.
At top of the mountain to you, lassie.
One texter says, Vicky's accents are making me stiff.
Oh. You're welcome.
Good morning. Hey, Lucky Charms.
I think it's the opposite effect.
Yeah. Mr. Softy.
Yeah, Mr. Softy. How are you, me boy?
Okay.
It's not too bad that day, man. And again, I have Shay in my name. If I'm not giving a little bit of a brogue, I don't know what... Wow.
I might have beat the gold. Did I beat the red? Did I get a bronze?
You had to have, man. I can't even do it.
No, I don't think you know.
I'm still out of the metal clown.
Yeah.
I still believe in you, Steve.
It's the best that we can do on BJ and Migs. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, we're sexy beasts, aren't we, Steve?
Wow.
Dude,
it killed me when Rev said I'm going to save the princess from Mario and Luigi.
I totally forgot we did this.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Can I give a real quick shout out to your daughter, Sarah, because she just made my day?
What happened now?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw my Twitter. I just posted a happy birthday message to my friend Taylor Swift and a picture of me with Taylor.
Kind of with Taylor or something that looks like Taylor.
Well, it's from the Wax Museum, of course.
And
it's very apparent, I would think, that that's not really Taylor Swift. But your daughter writes, for a second, I really thought that was her and I was about to die with jealousy.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know what, Steve? You took a very appropriate picture with Taylor Swift because I think that the picture you have out there could have gone so wrong.
Yeah, go on my Twitter. How would you think I really pose like this with I'm Steve Miggs? I would never pose with Taylor Swift like that.
Yeah, they're like, and what if Taylor's like, that's the only way you can take photographs? You must kneel and get between me and my guitar.
Yes.
Then that's the only way you can take a picture with me. That is just.
One tweeter is wondering where my left hand was.
Yeah, I mean, if you see the picture, go check it out. Where is it again?
At I'm Steve Miggs on Twitter or Instagram.
And check it out because Steve could have actually been a lot worse with this wax museum.
Yeah. That would be rude and disrespectful to Taylor.
And you don't want to be that way.
Especially on her birthday.
Yeah, you don't want to do that on her birthday.
Happy birthday, Tay-Tay.
It is the best that we get here for 2018. Back in June, my son, Joey Dees, shared a story about a time that he missed a bus for a rather odd reason. I don't miss those days, man, because there are times where I have a thought come to my head that's a sex thought. And I'm happy that my body doesn't instantly react anymore.
Yeah.
I am so happy because, you know, you're in uncomfortable situations. And I remember
that
back in the day.
Boner.
Oh, dude, one of the parents of the girl that I really had a crush on would make comments because I would grab the pillows on the couch and just hang for a while. Yeah. Because when the daughter walked into the room, I was like, hey. And she would go, oh, hey, you really like that pillow, don't you? And I'm like, she doesn't know what's good. Is she really giving me a hard time as I'm having a hard time? No, she can't be doing that.
That's why you have to be careful when you wear basketball shorts on the bus.
What, you get an accidental stiffy on the bus?
Yeah. Like if you're hanging out with a chick and, you know, it's going to happen.
I don't want to know this. This is. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had that happen.
You've
on
never
the bus.
Missed your bus stop because of that?
No, but I've missed a flight because of that, Joe.
Hey.
Damn. One person says, my son recently turned 18 and his girlfriend gave him the ultimate birthday gift. I was out of town when it happened, but my husband told me he suspected something was going on. Then I said, I flat out asked him, did you have sex? And he just smiled, frozen to coma.
See, I'm happily ignorant. I don't care. As long as they're safe and do whatever they do, I don't want to know that stuff. That's not what I want to know about my kids. Other people, you know, like my wife and other people seem to really be interested and want to know everything. I don't want to know anything. It's like, you know, I hope you're happy. And then, like with
well, clearly you'll be able to tell if one of them is happy.
I don't want to think like that.
Somebody said they were caught at 18. Both of us were in full birthday suits. I look up and my mom is staring in cold blood.
Yeah. Oh, see, I never want that. I don't want that ever. Don't want that in my life.
Mine wasn't that bad, but it wasn't like when I lost my V card. It was just we were at the house and we heard the garage door go up, and it was one of those panic mode things. So I like was trying to throw on my clothes, but I had to run out of the house in just my boxers, holding my shorts, and nice. I can go back there for quite a while.
Yeah, there's nothing. That's a great feeling though when you're panicked. You know, after being aroused and panic at the same time, that's just an amazing feeling. I mean, you are high on an adrenaline rush at that point when you're thinking things are going one way and then they're going the panic way. Ah, you feel so alive.
Somebody said they once had an accidental stiffy at church.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Right when I had to get up to receive communion.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. That's not good. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody.
The last time I remember having an accidental. I can't remember having this conversation.
Accidental Stiffy should be somebody's cover band.
Right? Yeah. It's definitely a topic right here. Was in the hot tub, remember, in Florida.
Oh, that's right. You wouldn't get out of
Miami.
That hot tub.
I refused to get out because there were other people in there. And I
didn't know what was going on, though. I didn't know it was a stiffy. I thought you were too old for those kind of
things.
Yeah,
to be honest, I didn't know.
So I'm just sitting there, and everyone's getting up to leave. This is when we had our significant others with us, right?
Oh,
so my wife is well aware of what's going on because I told her. I gotta stay in here for a little bit. I was like, I can't get up. There's kids all around. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I got an accidental stiffy. And so she's just like, oh, well, we should go. And then she's trolling me. And I'm like, I'm not getting out of this hot tub until this is done.
Until it's done. I don't even know what
that
means.
Not that way.
Thank God I left. Yeah.
Took a minute.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's our version of everyone getting a participation trophy.
It's the best that we could do on BJ and Migs. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, yes. Just some of the finest broadcasting moments you'll ever hear.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Steve, now questions must be answered, okay?
Okay.
Let's get to the bottom of what Ryan Castle and Starbucks have in common. I know I like one. I'll tell you at 9:50.
Wow.
On The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Starbucks have in common?
I'm burnt.
That's fire.
Jab there.
How dare you talk about our future president that way?
Love my people at Starbucks.
Migs asked for extra whipped cream with both.
It's true.
Both leave Steve with a creamy mustache.
Aha.
Hey.
You know.
And I love the, according to one texter, Steve loves the taste of their roasted beans.
Mm-hmm.
I do. You love roasted beans.
It gives me the old frappuccino.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
That's what we call it.
That's what you call it, don't you? Okay. That's your little inside word for it.
I like the texter.
I don't give either my real name.
All right.
Nice. Well, right now,
Richard.
You know what you can do right now? You can buy a 16-ounce tumbler at Starbucks. Cost you $40, but you can get it filled with free hot coffee or hot tea every single day in January.
I believe the preferred nomenclature is little people.
Tumblr. I see what you did there. Actually, if you buy a coffee every day, it actually you end up making about $40 if you take them up on their deal. It's not bad.
All right.
Ryan Castle, he's up next with
the little people.
With a couple of tumblers, apparently. 12 of them.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Rev can attest to this. On the Migs cast many, many years ago, we did an entire episode where we just completely nerded out on the music of Nickelback. Look, some of their songs are crap, but a lot of bands have that problem. But some of their earlier stuff is amazing. Like Leader of Men, which is
a really good one.
Right.
Since we're admitting things. Like, I love Creed, man. I still love Creed.
I thought Creed and Nickelback was the same band.
This is not a confessional.
Yeah, right?
All right, Dickie, you need to leave. You're cut off.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.